Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reetha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Jim Zulie and all of our listening audience. How are you this morning?
Hello, Reetha. Hello, Reetha. And like I said a million other times, boy, this week rolls around so fast, doesn't it? It's like, there goes May. What happened? It just disappears. So here we are.
It's true.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for stopping in. And I don't know, do we have any recent travels for you, Reetha? Have you been out and about any place, or just taking it easy the last week?
I've been in town the last week dealing with the lovely Los Angeles traffic. We were talking the other night,
the
and there's just so much traffic in Los Angeles. And you go to other places, and there's just so little traffic.
Well, the further you get out, and I noticed, like, we went to Arizona, and, you know, they talk about overcrowding and so on and so forth. But, boy, when you look down, it's just barren out there. You know, just open nothingness from
California
to Arizona.
Who wants to live on the sun, you know? Because Arizona's like living on the sun.
Oh, yeah. But there is a lot of space out there. You know, one time I went for a little flight to Laughlin, you know, to look into a little spec buying. They said, you got to get out there. It's, you know, there's not going to be much left. And as I'm flying out there, I see this just barrenness and this little tiny dot that was Laughlin. I'm thinking, what's the hurry? Are they running out of space, you know?
It's nice, though.
It is.
But that brings us up to our hot topics.
Alrighty, here we go.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, I'm going to be controversial this morning. I just can't take it any longer. There's all of this hubbub about these transgender bathrooms. And I have got to say, I have got a problem with it. Now, I know all the hubbub has been that, you know, the hype has been that people are going to be afraid that, you know, women are going to be raped and children are going to be raped. Transgenders are not the problem with raping people, believe it or not. It is the heterosexual, middle economics, white male. No offense, Jim, but that's what the statistics show. That's not my problem with transgender bathrooms. My problem is men and women have different anatomies. So men tend to make a mess that women don't tend to make. So when I have to use a restroom after a male, I find it offensive. So if you're transgender but you haven't had your equipment changed, it means that you're still using the same equipment and you're going to still do what men do. And women don't like it. We don't like the seat up. We don't like having to put it down. So there are some other issues that they're not really looking at as far as women's perspective is of why we need our own bathroom. Women, when they're in the bathroom, we adjust stuff. I know men don't, but we adjust bras, we adjust slips, we adjust undergarments. And just because someone identifies as a woman, but they're not, and we're in the bathroom, we don't want to adjust in front of men, regardless of what they are. We don't want to adjust in front of them. So I think that people need to look at some women's issues and see why it affects us kind of differently. Men don't care if women come into their bathrooms. We don't want to go into men's bathroom. I don't want to be in a bathroom with a urinal. I don't. And the new trend is, and there's all of the bathrooms, the restaurants who used to have a male and a female bathroom have now started adjusting already to putting the unisex symbol on the door. So now what used to be a men's room and a women's room are now both unisex rooms, which means I can walk into the bathroom and the seat can be up. I can walk in the bathroom, there can be a urinal in there. I can walk in the bathroom, there can be liquid on the floor that didn't come from the sink. I don't like it. So I'm just saying, I'm not homophobic. I don't have a problem with transgenders. I just want my women's bathroom to be the old-fashioned women's bathroom where I can go in and pull up my bra, I can adjust my undergarments, I can know that the seat is going to be down. Come on, we have rights too. Okay, that was my controversial moment, hopefully for the day.
There you go, Rick.
And I think that women should be protest louder than anybody else. If for no other reason we won't have our privacy. Okay, I'm done.
All right, you're great. Good job. Got that off your chest. All right, hot topic. Well, we're just going to, I just briefly touch on a few things. Don't go into too depth, but some interesting facts that Berkshire Hathaway, millionaire, he buys, now this might make a little difference in the Apple stock. He bought $1 billion in Apple. So that's going to be an interesting situation. I don't know how that's going to change it, Apple. But touching on a little bit of the weather, if you're traveling, Aretha and I always tell you to check the weather, see where you're going. Corpus Christi, Texas, is dealing with a lot of heavy flooding in Cleveland, Detroit, cold and wet, the Midwest area. It's about 45 degrees in Washington. California is boring as usual, in the category of 78 degrees. But, the East Coast, you've got some snow in situations there, and coming down south, Louisiana, so on Mississippi, you're going to have rain. So watch that flooding down there. And touching on sports real quick, soccer, the Club America beat Guadalajara 2-1. That was unexpected. But and coming over to some of the sports headlines, Jared Hayne, the Australian rugby star that a lot of people that followed rugby knew about, he had switched to becoming a 49ers running back, announced that he will be returning back to rugby. Sparks were flying Sunday. You've heard about this one between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Texas Rangers when they had a little problem. Fight broke out. The old-fashioned brawl. You've seen it before. The Rangers second baseman, Rognik Odor, hit Blue Jays outfielder Jose Bustana with a hard punch. You can see it on the news. And they had about 8 ejections in the game. This is an unusual admitting of guilt. Russia's sports minister stating, "We are ashamed and sorry about breaking anti-doping laws and rules." That's a rare apology. Basketball, Kyle Lowry's 35-point performance. That's, everybody was wondering how he would do. Well, 35 points in Sunday's game helped lead the Raptors to the Eastern Conference Finals matchup with the Cavaliers. Lowry's comment on LeBron, he's one of the best players besides Steph. That got a lot of headline news. Raptors center Bismarck Biyombo dunked the Heat right out of the NBA playoffs. Russell Wilson claims his former NC State coach told him, this is an example for everybody, he would never play in the NFL. The story, and it's common to some of the things we hear, someone tells you that you can never do this or that. Sometimes it drives them to want to do it. Russell's story, the summer before my senior year of college, I am playing minor league baseball. I called the football coach at New York State, NC State, and said, "Hey, coach, I'd like to come back for my senior year." He told me I was not coming back. He said, "Listen, son, you're never going to play in the National Football League. You're too small. There's no chance. Give up." Russell, thinking everything he had worked for is gone, all right, but he wanted to follow his dream. So he left NC State. He followed his dream, and the rest is history. for the Seattle's for the Seahawks quarterback. And the big race, well, we don't have time to go on to too many things, but you know what's going on with Trump and Hillary. It's kind of a one-on-one. Bernie's still on Hillary's heels, but now the mud's going to be flying. Reese, you know what's going to be going on. It's all we're going to be hearing about is he said that and she said this.
Yeah.
Your hat for tonight, you know what I mean? Boy, this is, you have a lot of mudslinging coming up here.
Which is unfortunate.
Trump's going strong. Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know, Reese, do you think this is worse than some of the prior ones that we've, you know, have gone through over the years? I really don't remember that much
sure
with Kennedy next.
Yeah, this is the worst election. It's mainly because they have access to so much stuff. Obama opened the floodgates to social media, and so now everybody's on social media. Whatever's on their mind, they can say it, and they can say it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and then they can get instant response because all of the news stations are basically running 24 hours online, too. So it's really going to be a very wild thing. And California was all excited about being important in this election, and it's no longer really that relevant.
Yeah.
We're still going to vote, and I still want to encourage everyone to go out and vote, but California is not as relevant as we thought it was going to be. But that brings us up to our first commercial.
It's commercial time.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. EasyWay Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. EasyWay Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to EasyWay Magazine today by following EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
And that's the way we do it. We do it the easy way. And Rita, we got a very interesting guest coming up on the show today.
I know.
Talking about your tech time, this kind of fits right in. Manny Lopez, expert in the field of apps, and that's where everything is going, like with Eric's app. And it's amazing what, you know, talking about making things easier for you. Let's see if we got Manny on yet. Hello.
We've got Manny on.
There we go, Rita. We got Manny.
Good morning, Manny.
So Manny's app.
Good morning.
Thank you, Manny, for dropping in. You got Rita on here. I think you popped on our show before. And,
I have. A few months ago I was on as a guest with you guys. Had a blast.
Yeah. And
well, it's good to have you back.
We talk about how fast the time goes on. And, you know, the apps, I just saw a thing on the news the other day. They're using smartphone apps to check on the Canadian fire situation. People can actually go on their apps to see how their location is for going back to their home sites. That's amazing. I mean,
yeah, it's crazy what these apps can do nowadays. It's pretty much whatever you can think of.
What's Manny been up to? What new apps do you have out, Manny?
I've got many apps. We've got a couple awesome ones in the works. We have one that's going to be competing with Uber very soon. We've got some really cool ones in the kids' realm. My son is launching an app. It's called Kids Art with Isaac Lopez, and I think that one's going to be pretty fun. It's going to allow him to be able to showcase his art. Kids can send Isaac their art. He can feature them. So it's going to be a pretty cool way to get you know, people's passions out into doing something that really is fun.
How old is
Isaac?
Manny, how old is Isaac?
He is 9.
Oh, and he's 2. So for those
he's 9 with his own app.
For those of the listeners that don't know what an app is, it's any computer program your mobile phone runs to either perform a task, display media, facilitate communication, entertain, or provide a service or any other function. So that's amazing at his age that he's running things like that. Came a long way. So from the Cyan organizer, huh, Manny? And the Newton app. I think it was 93. The Newton, I think it was called. It was considered the modern-day phone or iPad. And look where we're at. Where is it going from here, Manny? I mean, it's like, I can't believe what an app does. What's the future hold?
Definitely the future is going to hold a lot of, you know, social interaction, and that's going to be big key, is having the ability to provide value to your network of influence instantly. You know, if you can go out there and you can, you know, be able to get your events updated, you can get everything in one place, you can interact with the users where they feel like they're part of the action. You know, that's something that's different from what everybody else is really doing. And with apps, you can combine a lot of different industries. You know, so you can combine the social media with the website, with, you know, live streaming and broadcasting and, you know, audio, you know, anything that's really online can be put into an app and be shared in one place.
Wow.
So, Manny,
so
if I have an idea for an app, but I have no idea how to create an app, can I come to you and you'll figure out how to make an app do what I want it to do?
Yeah, what I do a lot is clients, what I have is I have my calendar linked online. You go to chatwithmanny.com, and that will pull up my available calendar over the next week to 2 weeks where you can secure a date and time where I'll call you personally, and one of the options is I have a unique idea for an app. I want to talk to Manny about it. So all you have to do is check off that option. I'll know that, hey, you've got a unique idea. I'll talk to you directly about it. You'll give me, hey, this is what I wanted to do. Here's how I envision it. And I'll let you know exactly what it would take to get something like that up and running. Majority of the time, I can fit it within my own platform. So we can take that idea. You know, we've got over 40-plus features and integrations that are already pre-coded and approved through Apple and Android that we can integrate into any one of our apps to give it more value. So a lot of times they come to us with an idea, and we give them an entire business plan before the end of the call.
That's amazing. So this is kind of a must-have for somebody that has their own business, or a baby boomer that's retired and thinking of starting their own business or something. This would be really advantageous.
Yeah, a lot of the apps I'm building right now are really to automate some part of their sales process or appointment booking or something like that. It's really, think of an app as like your own personal assistant to save you more time. It will automate your message, automate your appointment booking, automate your support system, automate, you know, click to calls and emails, and really just give them a simple area to access your content, your value, and how they can get in touch with you.
All right.
Now, the apps that you do mainly integrate with social media. Is that what I'm hearing? So with Facebook and LinkedIn and Snapchat and all the other ones?
Well, I'll give you a couple ideas. We've got, you know, one of the apps that we're releasing right now that's going to be launching in the next couple weeks. It's going to be the one that we're competing with Uber. And the way it's going to work is that instead of you going and just clicking, I need a ride, and some random person in a Prius shows up, you actually get to pick the ride. So you go into the app, you can look at all the available cars in your area. They could be classic rides, it could be limos, it could be, you know, car show cars, you know, anything that's going to be a unique type of vehicle, and you choose it directly. And you contact the driver directly, so it's a little unique process, very different. But it's just something that the client came to me and said, hey, I want to have this idea. I want to be able to go to car shows and be able to get all these cool classic cars where they can go and they can, you know, let people rent them out for weddings or photo shoots and stuff like that. I mean, the client himself, he has, you know, I think a 1920s or 1930s Rolls Royce. You know, it's a really nice, nice car. And he uses it for weddings and all kinds of stuff, photo shoots and movies. And now he wants to take that idea and just blast it out to the world. So that's just one app that we've got out. It's really just based on what that client's vision is, and we make that vision into reality.
Mm. That's resourcing to its max, yeah. Now, Benny, when you put an app on your phone, this might be a silly question, but I've had a problem with my phone. They say it's sometimes overloaded and it goes slower. By adding apps to your phone, could that make your phone run slower?
Yes, because it's taking up your memory. Here's a great tip on how to free up memory today, right now, in the next 5 minutes. Go ahead and uninstall Facebook, Instagram, all the social media channels, right? All of your social media apps, uninstall and reinstall them. Okay, Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, anything that you are scrolling through and seeing pictures or videos, because your apps do is they cache that content. They hold it and they keep it as memory in your phone, so your apps load faster the next time. But what that does is it eats up a boatload of memory. Our apps take up about 3 pictures on your phone. They're very small. They take about 6 to 7 megabytes. So very small because everything's web hosted. We don't host it as stuff inside of the app that you have to download to your phone. So it's a lot easier to access and a lot smaller to download. You're not going to have that issue. But yeah, you'll free up, the ability to download probably 20, 30 more apps if you just uninstall and reinstall Facebook and Instagram by themselves, just those two alone. You'll see how much data that actually takes on your phone. Check your size of your data before and then after, and you're going to be like, wow, that was a lot of stuff they kept on your phone, especially if you haven't cleared that cache in a while. Everyone goes on Facebook. I mean, the average user logs into Facebook, 8 to 10 times a day or more than that? You know, the millennials, about 30-plus times a day they check their Facebook. So it's something that you probably have a lot of data on your phone that's built up from those social media profiles.
We got to have a tip. An app, Manny's Tips. That was a good one. Thank you. Now, so anything else?
Manny, if you make an app, if you create an app for me, say, who owns the app? Do I own it or do you own it?
You own the actual app itself. So we give you, access to your dashboard and all that stuff. It's your app. We don't own the branding of it or anything like that. Even when we submit it to Apple, I think Apple's the only one that does this. Google's done this once or twice to me, but they verify that we have permission to use the name, right? So I work with a couple celebrities and stuff like that. When we submit their apps to go live, we have to show Apple and Google proof that, hey, we have permission to actually submit this app. That company hired us as their app developer. So, yeah, when we go to deliver it, and send it to our client, it is all under their name. And they can host it on their own platform if they want and have all of that themselves.
Reese is our tech person, so I figured she'd have the tech questions. But I'm even starting to get a handle on this. It's amazing. But anyway, thank you, Manny, for popping in again. I told you I wanted to get you back on the show because there's too much to get at one little session with us. So every time we have you on, everybody's, our listeners are gaining a little bit more on this because this is a new world with all this app stuff.
Big time.
So how do people get in touch with you, Manny?
Well, here's the best way. Go download my app. Go from your phone. Go to learnwithmanny.com. That's the name of our app. It's Learn with Manny. And what it is gives you access to my calendar. You can book a free one-on-one. There's a free advertising platform in there. I've got a bunch of resources for business. So everything that I use in my business to grow, to get my network, my network's over 20,000 business professionals in the last 5 years. Over 700 clients worldwide that have utilized our services in one way or another. So for us, it's all about showing businesses how to do what we do. And a lot of it is free. I like to give out value for free because if I, provide more value for free, you're going to be able to get a great return on that investment because there is none. So go ahead and download my app for free. You'll be able to have a section called freebies. There's all kinds of great stuff you can get for free, like how to get paid to promote your business, all kinds of cool free appointment booking software, all kinds of cool stuff. So it's just learnwithmanny.com. Go to that from your phone. It'll automatically take you to our app depending on your device. It's pretty smart.
Awesome. Well, thanks
That's
for
so
being
great.
With us again, Manny. It's always great talking to you. Thanks for making the Easy Way app simpler and easier to use. And
keep up the good work there, Manny.
Hopefully I'll come up with an idea for an app.
Thank you. yeah, if you have an idea, feel free to just set up a time right on my calendar. I'll call you directly, and we can chat about it and really see what kind of possibilities you could have.
Sounds good. Well, thank you, Manny.
You're very welcome. And, always remember, you're too blessed to be stressed.
May get you on again here. I'll be calling you saying, hey, how about some more tips? Thanks, Manny.
Anytime. You guys have a good one.
All right.
You too.
Well, Aretha, that's what it's all about, huh? We love to get the input. I mean, you knowing all the, the technical stuff, this is really interesting because that's where it's all going. And baby boomers
it
are
is.
Getting on board all this stuff, you know.
It
so
is.
Is
this, well,
are we going into commercial time here?
I was going to say, we don't have a lot of time left. Why don't we go straight to Jim's Gems?
Okay, guys. Baby boomers, what were we talking about? Let's see. It's time for Gems from Jim. Drum roll. Okay, we went over all the situation with the apps. A lot of people's heads are spinning. Aretha knows. I mean, she talks to people. She teaches people. But are they on board the social media train? Do they keep up with the new age of tech? Do they buy online? All right, the answer is yes. If you've listened to some of our prior shows, should you bother with the new age transition? Yes, because that's where it's all going for business or whatever. Here's three reasons I found on Josh Offer. While some boomers are addicted to Facebook, many find it annoying and resist using it at all. Here are three reasons baby boomers should be on board the social media train. One, social media, especially LinkedIn, is a great and efficient way to become known by other professionals. So there's your business thing in your industry. So that the future you hear about, the opportunities before you need them. It's so much easier to find contracts at your target organizations. Build a network and communicate. Number two is be organized. That's what Manny was talking about. It's a big help. I mean, how you can get overwhelmed being in a business. Who is, be organized. Who is someone that is current on the latest trends in your field and generous in sharing helpful information through updates and group decisions in LinkedIn? It's so easy to follow experts in Twitter and blogs. Younger connections help us feel younger and appear more current in today's world. Build a network of people from all age groups. Your personal network is an important part of your network. Don't ignore the adults, children, your friends, family, et cetera, et cetera. That's where it's all connected to. Are boomers online, though? That's the thing. Are they? If you get involved in that, will you not be communicating? Well, yeah, according to marketing proofs, an average senior and baby boomer spend 19 hours a week online and spend 16 hours watching TV. So there you go. The online usage it far outpaces everything else, the newspapers or the radio and all that. I mean, online's in the top.
Smartphone, cell phone, yep. PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. Tech time.
More tech time.
Well, you just got played off, Jim.
There's so much.
We're moving on to tech time, which you were talking about social media. And I'm actually going to talk about social media today, too. I'm going to talk about an app called Hootsuite, which is a platform where you can actually just enter your tweet or your Facebook content or whatever, you just enter it once and it goes out to all of your social media. That can include LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and a couple of others. It's amazing that you just enter it once and it goes out to all of it. So a lot of people say, well, I don't want to have all those different platforms. Well, different people watch different things. But you can put the content on all of them in one easy step, which I find much easier. It's called Hootsuite, H-O-O-T-S-U-I-T-E. And you can go to your app store and get Hootsuite. There's a free version, which you can add, I think, three different social medias. Or you can pay for the pro version, which I believe is a monthly fee. But usually they have a trial period for at least 30 days that you can try it out. And you pay for that monthly, and then you can do a bunch of social media, different platforms, all in one message. I also discovered that Hootsuite, if you go to Hootsuite.com, they have a Hootsuite University, and you can learn social media on there. Again, it's a free way of learning how to use social media. You can sign up for free, and they have social media education, and you learn the fundamentals of social media marketing online for free. So then you can figure out what you want. Then you can go to Manny's app and figure out how you want your personal app to work. But you got to know how to use the basics of Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and those social media platforms. And people are always asking me to teach them, but it's really hard to teach someone social media because you don't know where they start off. It's much easier for them to at least go to some place like Hootsuite Education and find out what the lingo is, what the basic steps are. And it's easier for someone to work with you once you know that information. So go to Hootsuite.com, go to Education, and you can learn about social media in general, and you can go to Hootsuite University, which is education just on Hootsuite. And they even have a certification program. So you can get a social media certification, and you'll have a level of expertise on social media. And like Jim was just saying, you need to be on social media. I tell all my friends, if you want to talk to your grandchildren, you better know how to be on Facebook or tweet. Or you need to be able to do something in order to talk to those grandkids, because that's the only way that you can reach them. So that's my tech time. And
you're so on point, because they said the top five sources to learn about a topic of interest, you know. And you got brochures and catalogs, 36%, magazines, 52%. Then you got TV, family and friends, 60, 70%. But the internet comes out number one at 83%. So, you know, it goes to show you.
Well, it's the easiest thing. And on your phone, I mean, people will ask, you know all the hours we spent arguing about stuff that we could not find the answers to in the past?
Yeah.
Anybody with a smartphone can settle an argument in seconds. Literally, because you can research just anything on the internet. So you got to know how to use these things. But I've got some announcements. First of all, Radio Boomers Live will be syndicated on the Easy Way TV Film On channel. Film On TV reaches 70 million people. That's a whole bunch of people. And it's and in a month, that's 2.1 billion people that they reach. Or 2.1 billion ad impressions that are sent out. So, and they have 800 channels on Film On. So we're going to be on there soon. I don't know when, but we're going to be on there soon. And also this morning, Easy Way Broadcasting is officially signing a deal with Video On Demand Channel on Dish Network. And it's amazing how much stuff is being released straight to video on demand. I've got a film out. It's a horror film. So if you're not into horror, don't even look at it. But it's on video on demand. It's called Restoration. It's really kind of scary, kind of a psychological thriller. But video demand is the way that things are being released now. And you can watch them at your own leisure. You don't have to get up and go to the theater or, you know, wait for 8 o'clock on Tuesday night for it to come on. You can just go to Video On Demand. And Easy Way Broadcasting is going to be on Video On Demand soon. And you can also say that Eric and the publisher of Life After 50 have been talking. I can only say they've been talking, so they don't have a deal yet, but there could be a collaboration between us, Radio Boomers Live, and the Life After 50 magazine.
Right up the same alley.
That'll be awesome.
That'd be exciting, you know? Cause,
absolutely.
The numbers are amazing on the baby boomers and how they influence the financial market, you know, and they're investing and so on. So much business is going on online with the shopping and everything. The numbers are amazing how many boomers even shop online. I was surprised myself, you know. And there was a thing, Reese, according to a Consumers Electronics Usage Survey from Axure Study, baby boomers increase reading blogs and listening to podcasts by, check this out, 67%. Can you believe that? Year over year, nearly 80 times faster than Generation Y. Can you believe that? Posted a 59% increase in using social network sites. More than 30 times faster than Generation Y. They're showing.
So we got to catch up. What can I say? We got to catch up. Well, we're really out of time, Jim. So we will be next Monday morning at 10 a.m. right here on Easy Way Broadcasting.
And
any last words, Jim?
Well, you know, keep checking us out, guys, because you know. It's the tech. You're finding out. You're keeping up. If you have questions about technical issues, Reetha's got her tech time. She'll give you all the answers. We have Manny on. You go on our archive shows. We've had Manny on before. And then again today, you get a lot of the issues about the apps, which is the wave of the future. And that, you know, Reetha, that's part of the whole program. Then you got Social Security, all the issues about when to start retirement, when, you know, should I hold off, what about insurance, what about transferring assets, there's so many issues, and you know, our mistakes can be costly, and you don't want to make these mistakes when you're in a baby boomers category. I mean, making them when you're 30 is one thing, but you know, making them when you're 60, it's a pain in the neck, right, Rafe? Especially in
absolutely
real estate.
Well, like I said, we're out of time, Jim. Everybody go to if you aren't getting us on the app, go to easywaymobile.com and you can download Manny's app, the Easy Way app, and you can check us out on your smartphone on the app. Because since we've been talking about apps all day, so that's easywaymobile.com and go download the Easy Way app that has been brought to us by Manny's app. So, Jim, I will see you next Monday morning, or I will talk to you next Monday morning.
We'll be talking to you next Monday for sure, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. And, Reetha, just a quick question. You do those spooky movies. Does this ever give you nightmares after,
I have,
you know,
nightmares without the aids of. I have nightmares without the aid of spooky movies. So, yes, I don't really even like watching my own spooky movies. But in restoration, I don't die, and I don't bleed, and I don't kill anyone. So it's a good thing.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in,
and
Reetha and I are going to be signing out here from Radio Boomers Live, Easy Way Broadcasting. Thanks again for tuning in, and we hope to have you on next week. So till then, signing out.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your hosts, Reetha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.